Tonight, Reuters reports that the White House has told the U.S. State Department and the U.S. Treasury to start removing sanctions on Russia. And tonight, of course, they have made it official that we are full stop cutting off the aid we have been providing to Ukraine. The aid that Congress approved and that Trump therefore does not have the legal power to stop, but he is stopping it anyway. Again, Ukraine doesn't have islands that we could seize, but presumably if they did, we'd have them by now. Who is this for? I mean, tell me who is the swing state voter in Pennsylvania or Nevada or North Carolina whose issue in this election was, I don't think Vladimir Putin is getting enough of what he wants. Tell me who is the median voter in some bellwether county in Arizona who thinks, you know what? Russian cyber attacks have gotten so bogged down and difficult. It's getting so it's really difficult to just ransomware a hospital in Arizona these days. Isn't there anything we can do to help with that? Is there a single voter in the United States who thinks that Canada is the bad guy in the world and Russia is the good guy in the world? And so let's threaten Canada and learn Russian. Is there anyone? Who is this for? And what did they do to get all of this? What has Russia given up to get this list of things that they have received in the first 6 weeks that Donald Trump has been back in the White House? He's the deal maker, right? What's the other side of the deal?